Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Yeah. Mild start to the day thanks to a warm front that pushed through overnight. And now we're going to see a very warm and almost hot afternoon with forecast highs today in the mid to upper 80s. That's about 25 to 30 degrees warmer than we saw yesterday with lots of sunshine. It gets even warmer tomorrow with highs near 90 degrees. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena in the First Alert Weather Center.
And right now we've got 57 degrees at the Wharf in Southwest Washington, 57 down at National Harbor, 55 out in Sterling, and it's 54 degrees outside the WTOP studios at 3:59.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Hello and good morning. I'm Rich Hunter. Coming up, a man is stabbed to death near Audi Field just before last night's DC United soccer match. Also,
an update on protest and the encampment at George Washington University. I'm Lynn Bowie.
One person's dead, several others hurt in a pair of overnight shootings between Friday and Saturday in the district, and
a crash in Prince William turns deadly. Police say alcohol may be a factor. I'm Ralph Fox.
Good morning. It's 4 a.m.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. Storm chasers are running rings around the nation's heartland as tornado after tornado is barreling through. This man just outside Oklahoma City.
The storm is sucking air like a big vacuum cleaner. So it's going, it's sucking air and the air is rushing into it from all directions.
In neighboring Nebraska, James Stennis hunkered down in his Omaha basement.
We're just taking it day by day. I mean, you come upstairs and see that you have no house. Emerging from the basement, you're home, but you're actually homeless.
Weather Channel meteorologist Felicia Combs.
Not only are we worried about very large hail, tornadoes, damaging wind gusts, but also that possibility for flash flooding across this region before all is said and done this weekend.
Overseas, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Saudi Arabia today for a face-to-face with Arab leaders in hopes of hammering out a ceasefire deal with Hamas. The BBC's Anna Foster from Tel Aviv.
The last time we saw a significant hostage release was at the end of last year. At one point, we were told the talks had really very much broken down. But the Egyptian delegation's visit this week and the further efforts of the US and the US Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, we're sort of led to believe that perhaps they're moving slightly closer in terms of trying to achieve a deal.
Well, anger over the war is spilling onto college campuses and fueling more demonstrations. In St. Louis, word of at least 80 arrests at Washington University. KMOV-TV's Shoshana Stahl says a new target of the protests is coming to light.
Students demanding the university call for a ceasefire.
WashU has a lot of money, right? It's a powerful institution. And as a powerful institution, it has a duty to put its money in responsible places.
Another demand? For the university to cut ties and divest from Boeing.
The direct line from being an engineering student here to working for companies like Boeing. And I don't think people go into the business and they're like, yay, I can't wait to make weapons. But like, that is what ends up happening a lot of the time.
President Biden mixing it up with reporters in Washington at the White House Correspondents Association's dinner, starting with jokes before going after the former president, Donald Trump.
He promised a bloodbath when he loses again. We have to take this seriously. 8 years ago, you could have written off as just Trump talk, but no longer, not after January 6th.
The character performers at Disneyland in California have said they filed a petition for union recognition. The organizing effort comes more than four decades after their peers at Disney's parks in Florida joined a union. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
It's 4:03 a.m. Sunday, April 28th. It's 54 degrees, a mix of sun and clouds. Highs around 85 later today. Hello and everyone. Good morning. I'm Rich Hunter. The top local stories we're following this hour. Man is dead after a stabbing outside Audi Field last night. D.C. police officers responded at about 6:30 Saturday night to Audi Field. When they arrived, they found a man with several stab wounds. The victim was taken to the hospital where he later died. Officers say a suspect in that stabbing is in custody. It came about an hour before D.C. United's Major League Soccer match against the Seattle Sounders. The team said the incident did not affect the kickoff time of the game, and they are working with investigators. More than 48 hours after it started, a protest against the war in Gaza continues at George Washington University. WTOP's Lynn Bowie spoke with students about their message and their demands.
Traditional Arabic music is playing on 8th Street next to University Yard, where more than a dozen tents have the street blocked off.
As someone who's Palestinian, I never imagined I would see anything like this in my life.
Grad student Moataz Salem has been here since the beginning and calls it a solidarity encampment.
Seven of these students got suspended already, and they've threatened all of us with more suspensions, and still, they're here, we're all here. It's a beautiful thing.
Among their demands for the university, divest from Israeli companies and end academic partnerships with Israeli institutions. At George Washington University, Lynn Bowie, WTOP News.
GW has a long history of protesting global conflict. In April 1969, the group Students for a Democratic Society seized and occupied a building to protest the university's actions regarding the Vietnam War. It is 4:05. D.C. police detectives have their hands full again after a pair of shootings, one of them deadly. The first happened around 11:30 Friday night along Connecticut Avenue near DuPont Circle after an inside dispute spilled out onto the sidewalk. Investigators say at least six people were hurt. Five of them were hospitalized but are expected to be okay. The sixth victim refused treatment. Police identify the suspect as 29-year-old Renwell Mantock of Hyattsville. They also say a weapon was recovered at the scene. Less than 3 hours later, officers responded to a second shooting at a restaurant on U Street in Northwest. One man, 43-year-old Kenneth Goines of Salisbury, Maryland, was shot several times and killed inside the restaurant. Police are looking for two suspects in that particular incident. After 3 years of offering more upscale items in their neighborhood corner stores, Foxtrot is shut down in D.C.
All six stores in the D.C. area and the rest of the company's stores in Chicago and Dallas shut down Tuesday. Kyle Young was the manager of the Georgetown store.
It's still really tough for me to accept that a decision like this could be made that would affect so many people without a fair warning. It's really tough.
The store is offering imported wines, made-to-order meals, and locally sourced vegan treats were popular around here. The company said in a statement it explored many ways to stay open but couldn't find a viable option. The company has about 1,000 employees across the country. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
Members of Baltimore County's close-knit Latino community have constructed an elaborate memorial for the six road workers killed in the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. A group of mourners gathered at the memorial Friday evening to remind the public that even as cleanup efforts proceed on schedule and maritime traffic resumes through the port of Baltimore, two of the victims remain missing. The workers were immigrants from Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. They were filling potholes on the bridge in the early morning hours of March 26th when a container ship lost power and crashed into one of the bridge's support columns. And coming up on WTOP, they were big back in the 90s, but travel packages, believe it or not, are making a big return. Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Every moment counts if you're at risk or living with lung cancer. And anyone with lungs can get lung cancer. It causes more cancer deaths than breast, colon, and prostate combined. And while there may be moments where you question your next step, through it all, GoTo for Lung Cancer is here for you. We are your community. For screening, treatment, and survivorship support, GoTo is your go-to. Confronting lung cancer starts here. Visit goto.org.
Thanks for spending part of your early Sunday morning with us. It is 4:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's go back to Butch Seltzer in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Rich, I'll be here all morning. Try the veal.
in Virginia were closed due to an accident in Manassas on Lee Highway. Both directions between Sudley Road and Groveton Road were being told that a crash investigation is in place and continuing. We're closed due to a construction zone near the Pentagon on Boundary Channel Drive, southbound between Route 27 and 395. Construction work in Dumfries on 95 northbound between Dumfries Road and Dale Boulevard. Construction has two right lanes blocked in Vienna on Route 7 westbound between Route 123 and the Dulles Toll Road. In Maryland, accident Montgomery on 270 southbound between Quince Orchard Road and 370. That one's still out there. Closed in both directions due to construction in Upper Marlboro on Route 382 between Croom Station Road and Sasser Lane. Construction has the right lane closed in Frederick on 270 southbound between Route 15 and Route 80. Beltway looks good both directions from 270 to 95. Bay Bridge moving freely. No slowdowns there. Both directions are open. In the district, construction has the roadway reduced to one lane at the 3rd Street Tunnel, northbound between D Street and Route 50, and southbound at the split to the freeway. Road construction is 295 northbound reduced to one lane between Burroughs Avenue and Eastern Avenue. If you're looking for a carefree ownership of a new car, check out Fitzgerald Hyundai and the Hyundai Tucson with 3 years free maintenance. Go to fitzmall.com for the no haggle, no hassle price. I'm Butch Seltzer, WTOP traffic.
And now let's go to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Yesterday was a little taste of winter, and today we're going to get a little taste of summer thanks to a warm front that pushed through overnight, keeping temperatures from falling too much. We're waking up to mid-50s now this morning, and later on we're going to see lots of sunshine and highs in the mid to upper 80s. That's about 25 to 30 degrees warmer than we saw just yesterday, and it gets even warmer tomorrow with a forecast high of about 90 degrees. Now, if we hit that tomorrow, it'll be the first 90-degree day of the year and about 2 weeks earlier than average. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena on the First Alert Weather Center.
And right now we've got 55 degrees in Springfield, 54 in Northwest at Farragut Square, 52 in Laurel, and 54 degrees outside the WTOP studios, brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Kimberly Adams.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. Remember those holiday travel packages that were especially popular in the 90s?
We have some very affordable flyaway vacation packages to get you there.
They're making a comeback. Bloomberg's Kate Duffy covers the aerospace industry.
Customers are increasingly gravitating towards package holidays. They're hassle-free, they are flexible, and most importantly, affordable, which is key in the current inflationary environment.
Once seen as an outdated niche appealing to mainly baby boomers, the holiday bundle deal, nearly wiped out during the pandemic, is surging with younger travelers.
The packages can offer a range of different things. Food, it could be drink, activities. This benefits the consumer. They know exactly what they're spending before they travel.
Globally, package tour revenue is expected to reach $280 billion this year. The majority of the growth is coming from the UK and Germany. And the US?
While the US is creeping up behind, it's almost where it was, just above $40 million, the market.
From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Kimberly Adams on WTOP.
And coming up on WTOP, recent polling has shown a growing disinterest in the presidential election, but that survey also showed some surprising results. We will get a closer look from NBC News next. It is 4:12.
Grab your clubs and join Youth Apostles for its annual golf classic at Raspberry Falls Golf and Hunt Club in Leesburg on May 6th.
This is Father Jack, Director of Mission and Development for Youth Apostles. Youth Apostles impacts thousands of young people every day. Your sponsorship allows us to help young people encounter the love of Jesus Christ and live lives of prayer, charity, and high moral standards. Thank you, and God bless.
To play or sponsor, visit youthapostles.org.
The WTOP Charity of the Month is Meals on Wheels America. A knock at the door might not seem like a big deal to many of us, but to a homebound senior, a knock from a Meals on Wheels volunteer means compassion, good healthy food, human connection. Every knock has an impact, and it sometimes saves lives. Demand continues to grow at a rapid rate, and our aging loved ones urgently need your help. For more information, visit WTOP.com, search charities. That's WTOP.com, search charities.
It's 4:13.
Hi, I'm Kathy Bates. Anyone will tell you battling cancer is not pretty, and neither are the complications like lymphedema. a chronic disease that can leave anyone undergoing cancer treatment with a lifetime of swelling and pain, often affecting one's entire body and sense of self. If you're facing a cancer diagnosis, discuss lymphedema with your doctor. With knowledge and action, we can learn and live. Learn more at lymphaticnetwork.org.
Every year, over 300 businesses start right here in Prince William County.
And I'm one of them. I'm Ross Dunlap with Ceres Nanosciences. We make unique particles for diagnostic testing, including a wastewater surveillance product that's helping protect against future pandemics. We started in the Prince William Science Accelerator, and the county has been a key partner in supporting our expansion and growth.
Go to pwcstartups.com to learn how our economic development team can help your business. That's pwcstartups.com.
Coming up, a woman is dead following a serious crash early Saturday morning in Rockville. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Step into a world of enchantment with the Metropolitan School of the Arts presentation of Coppelia. This charming ballet, perfect for audiences of all ages, unfolds a delightful story of a lifelike doll and a swirl of love, humor, and fantasy. Make it a family outing on April 27th and 28th at the Washington Masonic Memorial in Alexandria, with shows at 12 and 5 p.m. Tickets are available from $22 to $25 at metropolitanarts.org. Experience the joy and whimsy of Coppelia, where dreams come to life.
At WTOP, our listeners matter.
WTOP is better than Waze when it comes to traffic. I simply love WTOP traffic as the number one source for me.
WTOP, Washington's top news.
It's 4:15. Campaign 2024 on WTOP. Share of voters who say they have a high interest in this year's election that's hit an all-time low for this same point in a presidential race. That comes from a new NBC News poll with majorities holding negative views of both President Biden and former President Trump. NBC senior political editor Mark Murray joined WTOP's Dimitri Sotis for a closer look at this lack of enthusiasm.
It is a potential signal for lower turnout. And again, this is just one gauge. And our poll has been asking this question going back to the 2008 cycle. And this is the lowest share of a high interest that we have seen since that election cycle. And what's also notable is that it's not the first time this cycle where we've actually seen this kind of low level of high interest. We saw it in our previous poll back in January and even in late of 2023. And it does kind of add a sense that turnout couldn't end up being lower in 2024 than it was 4 years ago. And that could actually end up scrambling a presidential contest that the rematch between President Biden and former President Donald Trump, that if you end up having a lower turnout, that could end up producing a potentially different result 6 months from now in November.
You use an expression like scrambling. Does it suggest that the incumbent could be in trouble if fewer people come out, or do we not know?
So there are two different thoughts. The one is that yes, the incumbent could, the Democrats could end up being at a disadvantage. And our poll ends up showing that Republicans have a higher level of interest overall at 70% than Democratic respondents do at 65%. But there's another thinking that Democrats who've done very well in kind of low turnout special elections across the country, did better than expected in the midterm elections, could actually be the ones who would do better in a low turnout election. And our poll shows that a lot of Donald Trump support comes from voters who did not participate in the 2020 presidential election or the 2022 midterm. So I do think it's a potential jump ball, but it is one of the big factors that we have to go into with eyes wide open, that turnout probably will be lower than what we ended up seeing in 2020.
In several public polls that have been out, President Biden has been closing the gap with Donald Trump. Is that the case here as well?
Absolutely. Our poll back in January had Donald Trump with a 5-point lead over Joe Biden within the poll's margin of error. This time around, Donald Trump's lead has been trimmed to 2 points. And that's consistent with a lot of other polling that we've seen. And it's important to note the context over the last few months, where you ended up having President Biden's State of the Union address, big campaign blitz, the fact that President Biden has been on the campaign trail more in the last few weeks than Donald Trump, who's been saddled with that trial in Manhattan, as well as the other legal challenges that he has.
And that's NBC senior political editor Mark Murray. A quick look at the top stories we're working on at WTOP. Protesters remain camped out at colleges in D.C. and throughout the country, calling on their schools to cut ties with Israel over the war in Gaza. Severe weather continues to wreak havoc across the Plain States and is now heading east. And Israel's foreign minister says his country could end its assault on Rafah if Hamas will make a deal to free the hostages it holds. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. Where's now 418? Traffic and weather on the 8th, back to Butch Seltzer in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Rich. In Maryland, accident Montgomery on 270 southbound between Quince Orchard Road and 370 has been cleared with no residual delays. We're closed in both directions due to construction in Upper Marlboro on Route 382. That between Croom Station Road and Sasser Lane. Construction has the right lane closed in Frederick on 270 southbound between Route 15 and Route 80. Beltway looks good both directions from 270 to 95. Bay Bridge moving fine. No problems in either direction. No construction on the Bay Bridge tonight. In the district, construction has the roadway reduced to one lane at the 3rd Street Tunnel on the northbound side between D Street and Route 50 and southbound at the split to the freeway. Road construction is 295 northbound reduced to one lane between Burroughs Avenue and Eastern Avenue. In Virginia, we're closed due to an accident in Manassas on Lee Highway. Both directions between Sudley Road and Groveton Road. We're being told that a crash investigation is now in place. We're closed due to a construction zone near the Pentagon on Boundary Channel Drive, southbound between Route 27 and 395. Construction work in Dumfries on 95 northbound between Dumfries Road and Dale Boulevard, and construction has the two right lanes blocked in Vienna on Route 7 westbound between Route 123 and the Dulles Toll Road. I'm Butch Seltzer, WTOP Traffic.
And now let's go to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Bit of a mild and clear start to the day out there thanks to a warm front that pushed through overnight, keeping temperatures from falling too much. We're in the mid-50s outside this Sunday morning, and we're really going to see the effects of that warm front later today with sunshine and highs in the mid to upper 80s. That's about 25 to 30 degrees warmer than we saw just yesterday. And it gets even warmer heading into the week ahead. On Monday, we got a forecast high of 90 degrees. Now, if we hit that, that'll be the first 90-degree day of the year and about 2 weeks earlier than the average May 16th. First 90-degree day. We get a little bit of relief heading into Tuesday. Temperatures in the mid to upper 80s with a chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena on the First Alert Weather Center.
And right now, we've got 54 degrees in both Tysons and Waldorf, still up at 57 in La Fon Plaza downtown. And we've got 54 degrees outside the WTOP studios, brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Say goodbye to gutter cleaning. Hello to more free time with Gutter Helmet. 888-5-HELMET. And coming up on WTOP, additional charges following a serious crash in Prince William County that turned fatal. More news in 60 seconds.
Icing Smiles is a nonprofit organization that provides custom celebration cakes and other treats to families impacted by the critical illness of a child. Our goal is to create a custom cake for the ill child or their sibling that provides a temporary escape from worry and creates a positive memory during a difficult time. Memories have magical powers. Long after the cake is gone, the memories linger. Memories of the kindness of a stranger. Of the sweet smells of a special treat. Of the smiles and laughs. Of a normal childhood experience so often stolen from these children. These memories are why we say it is so much more than a cake. We are not a bakery. As a matter of fact, Icing Smiles doesn't even have an oven. We rely on a generous team of volunteers spread throughout the U.S. to fulfill our mission. Visit www.icingsmiles.org to refer a family for a cake, sign up to bake a difference, and support our cause.
Washington's top news, WTOP. Facts matter.
It's 422. I'm Rich Hunter. Thanks for being with us. One person is dead after an early morning crash in Montgomery County. Around 2:30 a.m. Saturday morning, Montgomery County officers saw a Dodge sedan speed through the intersection of Rockville Pike and Rollins Avenue. Officers followed after the speeding sedan and came across a two-car crash involving the Dodge and a Honda. The driver of the Honda, a woman, was pronounced dead on the scene. A passenger of the Dodge was injured and taken to an area hospital. The driver of the Dodge tried to run away from the crash but was shortly picked up by police. Police are still investigating the fatal crash and ask anyone with information to contact police. Additional charges are pending after a crash in Manassas turns fatal. More on the story from WTOP's Ralph Fox.
Police in Prince William County continue to investigate an accident the afternoon of April 15th. This at the intersection of Yates Ford and Evans Ford Roads. Authorities say a Buick Roadmaster turned into the path of a Dodge Ram 2500 pickup truck. At the time, both the driver and the passenger in the Buick were hospitalized with critical injuries. A dog in that car was killed. The passenger, 32-year-old Jessica Lynn Randall, died Friday. The Buick driver, also of Manassas, is expected to survive. Police say alcohol appears to be a factor for the Buick driver. The investigation is continuing. Ralph Fox, WTOP News.
A University of Virginia transplant surgeon and one of his living organ donors are talking about the benefits of organ donation. WTOP's Dan Ronan reports.
Christopher Rucker of suburban Charlottesville said a friend's recent Facebook post indicating the need for a kidney prompted him to take action. His surgeon, Dr. Sean Peltier of UVA, told reporters the process to become a volunteer, get screened, and go through the surgery only takes a few months, and this humanitarian gesture is often a lifesaver.
Really, in that we have more than 100,000 people on the waiting list. The kidney waiting lists are by far the longest.
In Rucker's case, everything worked perfectly. Kidneys are not the only living organs that can be donated. Sections of a person's lung, liver, pancreas, and intestine are also eligible. Dan Ronan, WTOP News.
Having bad credit can cost you more money. WTOP's John Doman has details about a program aimed at boosting credit scores in Prince George's County.
It's called the Credit Builder. It asks residents to agree to deposit $44 every month for a year into a new account with the Prince George's Community Federal Credit Union.
We will report it to the Credit Bureau just like any other bill or loan that you would have to pay. And that history of on-time payments help boost your credit.
It's open to everyone in the county, but a limited number of people who live in Councilman Ed Burrow's district will also be eligible for a $44 match.
At the end of the year, every dollar the resident puts in, they get back. And every dollar that we put in, they get back.
That can be worth about $4,000 for those residents.
We've seen individuals raise their credit scores by 70 points in this program.
John Dome in WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Let's go back to Frank.
If recent memory serves correct, the Washington Commanders drafts have not been the greatest in recent years, but let's see if the 2024 draft class proves to be a big turning point for the franchise. They hope it will be, with quarterback Jaden Daniels taken on Thursday with the number 2 overall selection. NFL draft rounded out on Saturday with the 7th round selection of Javonte Jean-Baptiste from Notre Dame by the Commanders, edge rusher. In the 5th round, Commanders taken linebacker Jordan McGee out of Temple and safety Dominique Hampton out of the University of Washington. The Commanders also signed, reportedly, Sam Hartman, the quarterback out of Notre Dame, as an unrestricted free agent. Christian.